father of my Sylvia. You shall freely command both.
The necessity must be very pressing. That would engage me to endanger either.
Scene 5, in which Justice Balance imparts some unwelcome news to his daughter Sylvia.
Whilst there is life, there is hope, sir. Perhaps my brother may recover.
We have but little reason to expect it. In his letter, Dr. Kilman acquaints me that he fears I shall soon have no son. Poor Owen. I was pleased with the death of my father because he left me an estate, and now I'm punished for the loss of an heir to inherit mine. Sylvia, the death of your brother makes you sole heiress to my estate, which you know is above £1,200 a year. This fortune gives you a fair claim to quality and a title. You must set a just value upon yourself, and in plain terms, think no more of Captain Plume.
You have often commended the gentleman, sir.
I do so still. He is a very pretty fellow. But though I liked him well enough for a bare son-in-law, I don't approve of him for an heir to my estate and family. £1,500, indeed, I might trust in his hands, and it might do the young fellow a kindness, but odds my life, £1,200 a year would quite turn his brain.
Sir, there's a messenger come with a letter for your worship. Oh. You will deliver it into Nines, but your own.
Show me the messenger.
If my brother dies, oh, poor brother, and our poor sister, 'tis bad both ways. Follow my own inclinations and break my father's heart, or obey his commands and break my own. Worse and worse.
Sylvia.
Sir.
How old were you when your mother died?
So young that I don't remember I ever had one. And you have been so careful, so indulgent to me since, that indeed I never wanted one.
Have I ever denied you anything you asked of me?
Never, that I remember.
Then I must beg this favour. That you would take the coach this moment and go into the country. I will follow later, and then give you my reasons. But before you go, I expect you will make me one solemn promise.
Sir?
That you will never dispose of yourself to any man without my consent.
I promise.
Very well. And if even with you I promise, I will never dispose of you without your own consent. And so, Sylvia, the coach is ready. Farewell.
Farewell, sir.
And now she's gone, I'll examine the contents of this letter a little nearer. Sir, my intimacy with Mr. Worthy has drawn a secret from him that he has from his friend Captain Plume. Namely, the captain has dishonourable designs upon my cousin Sylvia. Evils of this nature are more easily prevented than amended, and that you immediately send my cousin into the country is the advice of Sir, your humble servant, Melinda. Why, the devil's in the young fellows of this age. They're 10 times worse than they were in my time. Had he made my daughter a whore and forswore it like a gentleman, I could have almost pardoned it. But to tell tales beforehand is monstrous.
Mr. Worthy, sir.
Worthy, your servant.
I'm sorry, sir, to be the messenger of ill news.
I apprehend it, sir. You've heard that my son, Owen, is past recovery.
My advices say he's dead, sir.
Ah. He's happy. And I'm satisfied. The strokes of heaven I can bear, but injuries from men, Mr. Worthy, are not so easily supported.
I hope, sir, you're under no apprehension of wrong from anybody.
You know I ought to be.
You wrong my honour, sir, in believing I could know anything to your prejudice without resenting it as much as you should.
This letter, sir, which I tear in pieces to conceal the person that sent it, informs me that Plume has a design upon Sylvia and that you are privy to it.
Nathan, sir, I must do myself justice and endeavour to find out the author. Sir, I recognise the hand, and if you refuse to reveal the contents, Melinda shall tell me.
Hold, sir, the contents I have told you already, only with this circumstance, that her intimacy with you had drawn the secret from him.
Her intimacy with me? Dear sir, the aspersion was nothing but malice, the effect of a quarrel between her and Sylvia.
Are you sure of that, sir?
Her maid gave me the history of the quarrel just now, as she overheard it.
It's probably...